Mr. Carl Linley feels it would be a little unkind to present this picture without just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Welcome to a brand new third season opener of the Midnight Dungeon Podcast. This is your grave-digging, morbid, ghastly host, torturous Tommy Doom. And we come back from an excellent, slaughterous summer vacation, straight for the fans. And with me, I happen to have two gentlemen who have made many appearances here on the show. To my left, making his fourth appearance here on the Midnight Dungeon Podcast, give it up for Ben Havis.
Hey, Tommy.
Oh, man. Great. It's great to have you back on the show, dude. And making his third appearance here on the Midnight Dungeon Podcast, off to my right, Keith Mandel.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Oh, man. It is great to have all of you here back on the show.
Now, it's good to be back.
Oh, man. Now, for everybody that may not know this, all of us actually personally know each other. Keith and Ben both know each other. We all went to middle school together, all of us. Isn't that right, boys?
Yep.
Yeah, Warner.
Oh, man. So many great memories from back then. I'll tell you. What kind of memories can you guys remember, though? I mean, let's just go a little bit over that. I mean, what do you guys remember about each other back in middle school, man? Anything that pops your mind?
I still remember where we sat at lunch. Oh. Back left corner, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I remember that. How about you, Ben? What memories do you have of all of us together?
Well, I remember that April Fool's prank I played with you with that dollar bill. You remember that?
Dollar bill.
Like I put a string on dollar bill.
I remember that.
I don't.
No, I'm just kidding. So, gentlemen, so for everybody out there, this is going to be our first panel discussion episode. It's going to be called Undead Discussion Number One. Originally, it was going to be Panel of the Dead or Panel of the Undead. Number one, but that episode sadly failed. And back before we went on hiatus, I posted the outtakes episode for that and also the New Year's Eve episode. So we got two outtakes episode out there. This is the official panel discussion episode. So let's talk news, guys. I think I'm going to start things off here. Last May, I think it was in the beginning of May. Osama bin Laden was killed by the United States.
That was in April.
Oh, it was in April?
Yeah.
Or May 1st. I don't know.
It was one of those two. I'm sorry. It's all.
Oh no! It was the anniversary of Hitler's death.
Yes. Yes. Now, for everybody out there, this is old news. We realize that, but this is the discussions episode, so we're gonna discuss it. What are your takes on this? What do you guys think about all this?
Well, now they're starting to come up with the stuff like he had porn in his office. And why are we acting like that's not a weird thing for a guy to have?
Yeah, that was a weird headline.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what he was doing for the past 6 years that he's been in hiding, then I don't know what to tell you. I really don't.
What is the internet for?
Have you seen that video of him watching himself on TV?
Yeah, I saw that. If you notice, what was it? In the picture of him watching himself, he had a lot of gray hair.
Yeah.
So when he was on video, he actually dyed his beard and his hair back to its original color. So he'd look young and like he wasn't an old man.
Makes sense. He is a figurehead.
That is quite true. But the thing that gets me, and please interject if you guys please, because this is what it's all about. Personally, I think it was fucking ridiculous that it took the U.S. this long to find him. When he was in Pakistan the entire time in a tall building that's considered a mansion to the Pakistanis. And he's, what, 6'5", on kidney dialysis, gray hair. I mean, that tends to stand out, doesn't it?
Well, I think they had a lot of false leads, so that's what stalled it.
Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, they just had to make sure that he was really there before they did anything about it.
I guess you guys are right, but just personally, in my opinion, I think you...
They didn't even get their permission. They just went in.
Yeah, yeah, and the thing that gets me is, you know, the Pakistanis were all, oh, how dare the U.S. come in here and do that without asking our permission and all that. It's like, well, if you guys go back, there's a treaty, I think it was a treaty or an agreement that was made not too long ago, right after 9/11, I believe it was. And the treaty had said, or some kind of agreement or document or whatever, had said that if there is, like, a terrorist figurehead or there's somebody that has done harm to others and they're in that area, you can go in regardless and take them out. You don't have to get the country's permission.
Besides, the Pakistan government had no complaints.
Yeah, so...
They're like, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the president was fine with it.
Yeah, but now they're all retaliating back against us. So,
that's the citizens.
Yeah, I think we should cut aid to them. I mean, agree, disagree?
I don't know much about the situation in that case.
Ben?
I don't even know how much aid we're providing to them now. Do you know?
Yeah, I think it's a few billion dollars.
That's
just
give that to me instead.
Yeah, give it to him. Give it to Ben instead, people. That'd be awesome.
If you ask me, it might be something you might have to cut for a budget, so.
Yeah, because, you know, now, for everybody out there that's listening to this, I just also want to make it clear here that, you know, I realize we're talking about politics and we're talking about all this kind of stuff that's going on. So if you don't like the episode, then please... fast forward through it or turn it off, because this is what we're going to be talking about. You know,
wait 5 minutes. I'm sure we'll be on some other side note thing.
Or talking about zombies.
There you go. So just, you might want to fast forward through the episode if this bores you to death. So that, I mean, that's my thoughts. With the release of the photo, you know, with the photo release though, back in May, they were all saying, you know, whether or not they should release the photos or not of him dead. Do you guys think they should release it? Do you guys don't think they should release it? What's your opinion?
I don't think it matters that much. I don't see a harm in us seeing it, personally.
Yeah. Ben, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think it really makes that much of a difference here. But the people there might think we're celebrating or something and try to, like, retaliate even more.
Pakistanians weren't, like, in favor of him or anything.
I'm talking about, like, the people in Al-Qaeda.
Oh. Well, we already are celebrating it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I remember after we did it, people were outside the White House chanting USA, USA.
And Ground Zero.
Yeah. And I remember after that day on the Glenn Beck program, he came in with the marching band. You know, I thought that was extremely eccentric. I thought that was extremely weird. But,
and then everybody grouped up at the White House for his 5-minute speech or 10-minute speech or whatever it was. I saw it. It was like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Me and my sister were watching some comedy show, and all of a sudden on Facebook, and my mom yells downstairs, like, they caught Osama, and then all of a sudden Facebook is like, Osama, 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 Osama.
Then you talked about bacon.
Yes, I talked about bacon.
Yes, I remember that. Bacon is good.
I felt like professing that bacon is more important.
You know what is better? You know what bacon is better with, in my opinion?
More bacon.
Ham and eggs.
Well, both of you guys are right. You know, I'm not going to disprove that. Both of that, those answers are correct. For me, mayonnaise.
I'm not with you on that one.
Well, no, I mean, because right next door to me is a Wendy's, and they have, I don't know, they have some kind of burger where, you know.
Baconator, I think it's called.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's got bacon.
I have nothing against bacon. You, but I'm not with you for it.
It's got ketchup and mustard, and it's got mayonnaise on it, so. Hey, it the combination works. I'm not gonna lie,
don't
it works.
In the sun.
I'm gonna get that for lunch now.
Here's something I gotta ask you guys about. This is gonna seem really off the hook, weird, but a while ago I was on an episode of Without Your Head, and I was talking to Neil, one of the hosts, and he has some food combination. I don't know too much about. It looks kind of good, but it's also really weird. Might be something Ben might get into.
What is it?
Okay, so it's waffles with maple syrup.
And fried chicken?
Yes, and fried chicken.
It's amazing.
Oh, man. So you've heard of it before?
I've had it.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
Ben, have you had it?
No, I've just heard of it.
Really, it's supposed to be all the rage in California is everything I'm hearing.
No, but they have it here. I haven't tried it.
I gotta try this. I know some people are gonna be like, what the fuck are they talking about? Waffles with maple syrup and fried chicken?
I know there's a restaurant near me that has it.
Oh, really? Is it IHOP?
I believe IHOP has their version. It's like, it's chicken fingers and waffles is what they call it.
Ooh, IHOP. Oh, man. So I think we're going to move on from this awkward political talk that we were just on. And
that politics anymore?
If you want to still talk about it, I have got no objections to it.
I didn't know waffles were politic.
Yes, they were very political. I'm part of the Waffle Party. Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't.
But yes, waffles are very, very political. You got to think of it this way: if there was like an election between pancakes and waffles, who would you vote for and why?
Waffles.
Okay, you vote for waffles, Ben. How would you go?
I'd vote for waffles because they can hold syrup in them.
Yeah, they got the little squares in them. And why the fuck are we talking about waffles and pancakes?
I told you, wait 5 minutes, we'll be talking about something else.
I know. All the people here are going to be like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? This is weird. But hey, it's the Midnight Dungeon Podcast. We excel at weird. So I think we might go to a break here right now, actually. And then we're going to get into really more weird stuff. I think we're going to start things off here right now. Let's see. With God's Forgotten Children by Hellmouth. So we'll be right back after these messages. Oh, and vote for waffles.
We'll be right back.
Come back to the Midnight Dungeon podcast and the start of this of season three. I am your ghastly host for today, Torturous Tommy Doom. And we came back from that song, We Are 138 by The Misfits. Well, great tune right there. Anyways, so we were discussing some really weird shit before we went to break. We were talking about how political breakfast foods can be.
Yeah, speaking of which, I just looked up on Google. They're trying to, waffles are trying to kick off bacon off the breakfast menu.
Oh, man, why would they do that? Come on, that's ridiculous.
Because they're competition.
What about ham and eggs? I mean, I know they're part of the assorted breakfast menu.
Well, egg is part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
What part of do you want? The ham or the egg? I prefer the egg.
I prefer the ham.
Well, then, next time we get it, you'll have the ham and I'll get the egg.
Okay. It's a deal.
I heard muffins are teaming up with orange juice to kick out waffles.
God.
Where are we getting this stuff from?
I have no idea.
I saw it on Twitter.
I feel like Matt.
Matt, we love you, man. I hope you're listening to this episode when it comes out.
Make sure he hears it.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I lost my train of thought here. Oh, yeah. Ben, there's something that you wanted to talk about, actually, about your experiences out in
the
street.
Did you say Matt?
No, I said Ben.
Okay, good.
Oh, man. For out there, Matt, who let you back in the house? Sorry, I just had to do that. Matt, we love you, man. You're awesome. Okay, so Ben. Ben, there's
something. Yeah, so I told you I used to, like, point at people while they're driving in their cars.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay. Yeah, then they just, like, they look angry. They look just pretty, look pretty angry at me.
Why?
Because someone's pointing at them. But one time I did that to some guy on his bike, and he got off his bike and tried to beat me up. So
really? How long ago? Yeah. When did that happen?
Oh, that was a few years ago when I was living in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever done, like, have you ever pretended? I did this in elementary school. Me and somebody else, we didn't even talk. We just, like, mouthed it. We mouthed nothing. If we didn't say anything while pointing at someone. He's like, what'd you say about me?
Oh,
no, they just assume you say something bad. It's kind of funny. Like,
oh, nothing. No, seriously, what were you talking? You were talking about me. What were you talking about? Not, literally, we weren't saying anything.
Nothing.
Yeah, try convincing that to somebody. That'll go over really well.
When one time I started pointing at them while shaking my head.
Oh, really?
They looked pretty angry at me.
I bet, man.
Maybe you should stop doing that.
Yeah, we don't want to see you get beat up at all. And then we'd have to come back and report on the show and be like, well, sorry to inform everybody out here, but our good contributor friend to the vault, Ben Havis, has sadly had the shit kicked out of him by some guy. So he won't be here for this episode.
Bodyguard now.
Huh?
I'm hiring a bodyguard now. I'm actually hiring Waffles.
Boy, there you go. There you go, man.
Yeah, guys, might want to be careful. Waffles might put a hit on us.
I'm not afraid of the breakfast food. They'll just get cereal to come on my side. Oh, did you guys hear? There's a new Mel Gibson movie that came out a long time ago. It was pretty stupid. It was called The Beaver.
I've never seen or heard of it, actually.
It's basically about a psychotic man who gets all of his frustration and anger out by talking in a beaver hand puppet with an Australian accent.
That sounds dumb.
You think?
I personally don't like him just because of the anti-Semitism stuff, but that sounds dumb.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like ever since he did that stunt, with the racist and was it religious slurs?
Anti-Semitism.
Yeah, when he came out with all that, you know, his career just went down the tubes. It just.
I think that was right after Braveheart or something.
I think it was before or right after Passion of the Christ.
Now I love Braveheart the movie, but now I feel bad watching it because of Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I mean, now see, my favorite movie from Mel Gibson is The Patriot.
Oh, yeah, that was really good as well.
That was a really good one. Ben, you're not...
Yeah, I'm with Keith on that.
Yeah. What was your favorite Mel Gibson movie, now that we're on the subject of The Psycho Man?
It was probably Braveheart.
Yeah, I mean, he had the big... What was it? He had the big Claymore sword, and he just...
Oh, I know. My favorite is...
William Wallace.
No, mine's Mad Max.
Oh, okay. No, that was...
He had a bastard sword, I think, right?
It was one of those. Whatever the case is, it was a very good movie.
It was the Scottish Rebellion. It was the Scottish Revolution.
You know that technically, though, they got a lot of their historical facts wrong in it. I don't know what they are, though, but...
Oh, they did.
Whatever the case is, I really don't care because it was a good action flick, and I liked all the action in it.
I could pay attention to it more than The Patriot, and The Patriot had a lot of, like, of depressing scenes in it, so I had a hard time watching it.
Yeah, it really did. But, again, they also got a couple things wrong on that one as well. Like, for, I'm sure everybody here who may or may not give a shit. And we're not, I'm not saying that, you know, it's a bad thing to all the vault creeps or anything that out there. I'm just saying, you know, if this is something that interests you, then I could see why. You know, that's all I'm saying to all the vault creeps out there. But there's a scene where they had wounded American soldiers on the porch, and then the British came, and then they turned the house on fire and took all the slaves and killed all the wounded. You know, the British weren't bloodthirsty like that at all.
No, like, I think the worst scene in it for me was when they put the whole town in the church and burned it.
Yeah, yeah, that was a pretty depressing scene in there,
like,
as well.
I know they didn't do that.
Yeah, they really...
In fact, they had chivalry still at that time, I think.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they weren't bloodthirsty or anything like that as the movie portrays. But then again, you know, it was still a very bloody time. I mean, there were a couple scenes when... In fact, I remember one scene in particular. It's a battle scene. A cannonball just comes flying out of the cannon, and you see it actually blow a guy's head off.
Oh, yeah, that did that. That will
Yeah,
happen.
That stuff, kind of stuff happened. There was another one when a cannonball is rolling really fast, and, you know, it takes off a guy's leg or part of a guy's leg.
You know how heavy those things are?
Very heavy. So I can see something like that happening. You know, it was a very bloody time back in those days.
It might have been a little too realistic for me.
Yeah, it's still one of my all-time favorite movies, regardless. So what other crazy stuff's going on with you, Ben? What can you bring and offer to the table?
Oh, so remember earlier I told you to wait 10 minutes before I got onto Skype?
Yeah.
That's because some hobo was trying to break into my room.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Did this...
Sorry to beat him up.
Did this hobo have a shotgun?
No, I took it from him.
Oh, that's a little bit of a reference joke there to the movie Hobo with a Shotgun.
I haven't gotten to see that yet.
I haven't either. I want to see that. I mean, think about it. It's a hobo with a shotgun. You know, I mean...
Did that come out yet?
I think it might have. I know. I mean, think about it. It's a hobo that doesn't like the debauchery going on in the inner city, so he grabs a shotgun, and he takes vengeance on everybody.
Do you remember the Grindhouse movie?
Yes, Grindhouse.
Yeah, this movie is based on the trailer from that movie.
Yeah, I know. It looks pretty good.
Have you guys, I know... Tom, you might have seen it. Have you seen that live trailer from Portal 2 for Super 8?
No, I did not.
It's in the extras.
Okay.
I did it, and afterwards I'm like, what the fuck is this movie about? All I know is it's an exploding train.
You know, I did not get a chance to see that. I haven't gotten very... I'm close to the end.
You don't need to beat it to see it.
Oh, it's in the extras? Okay, I'll have
to... It's in the extras.
Okay.
And then I was in Thor, and they showed the ad for it. I'm like, okay, now I understand.
Oh, but okay, I get it.
The live trailer shows nothing about it. It just puts its name in your head.
Oh, okay. Super.
You're pretty much... Actually, it's very boring. You're on a train, and there's just some guy talking, and then the train blows up. And now you're walking in train wreckage. That's all that really happens.
Wow. That does sound kind of boring.
And then you blow up in the end, but...
Just go...
End yeah, pretty movie. Much.
You know, that reminds me of the scene in the South Park movie when they're working on Kenny and he's in the hospital. And he's like, oh, shit, what happened? And, we have bad news. We accidentally replaced your heart with a baked potato, and you only have about 3 seconds left to live. And then
oh, do you guys know the internet episode where the internet goes out?
I think
everybody
so.
Everybody in the country?
I think so.
It's so funny.
I remember the episode when they made fun of Jersey Shore. That one was a good one.
Or how about the cure for SARS?
No, I didn't see that one. You'd be surprised. There's a lot I actually haven't seen.
It was chicken noodle soup. It was the redneck here was chicken noodle soup, tomato soup, Sprite, and one other thing which I don't remember. Or 7-Up, not Sprite.
You guys remember the one episode they did where there was a large number of homeless people begging for change?
I don't remember that one. I don't watch it all the time, but I do have, I know a few episodes.
It was basically supposed to mock that of Night of the Living Dead / Dawn of the Dead. And it was basically, there was a large number of homeless people begging for change on the streets. And then it slowly got bigger and bigger and bigger until the homeless people took over the town asking for change. It became a worldwide epidemic.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and if somebody starts begging for change, you're like, not you too. They got you too. No.
But remember the episode where they say what curse word was it?
Shit.
Yeah, I think it was shit. Oh yeah, and then you weren't allowed to say the word shit for its actual purpose, but you were allowed to say it for the swearing purpose in school.
Yeah.
They're like, you're not allowed to say there's a shit field, but you're allowed to say holy shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that one was funny. I like how they had a little counter every time.
Yeah, they had a counter the whole time. How many they said.
Yeah, they're like, shit. I remember at the end, the guy's like, shh. It's like, watch me, I'll say it. Shit, 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 shit.
I think it was, I don't remember who said it. They said, why don't they make a new curse word? Like, I don't even remember what the word was. It was so random. And when they came up with the, or when Jesus or whoever came down with the curse word list, it was on there.
Oh, God. Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Word. It wasn't even a word, and it was on the list.
Wow. Those guys at South Park are freaking hilarious. I remember when they came out with Cthulhu, and he killed Justin Bieber.
I wish I saw that.
That one was good. It was like, it's this big squid monster thing with a lot of tentacles. And he grabs Justin Bieber while he's performing. And, you know, keep in mind, Justin Bieber's got to be like the size of a thumbtack when he grabs him. And the guy's like, let me go. And so all he does between his fingers, he just squeezes him and Justin Bieber explodes and gushes out and he's dead.
Now, do you guys think that they're a little over, do you think they hit on any, like, religion or race too hard? Because I've heard people complain about that.
Not in my opinion. I mean, well, first off, my opinion is no, and I'll explain why. But, Ben, this goes to you. What do you think?
I don't think they do it too much because they pretty much do that to everyone equally.
Yeah, that's what I think, but I still hear a lot of complaints about it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that gets me is, I mean, yeah, they do spoof on a lot of religions. I know they spoof on Judaism a lot.
Scientology was their whole episode.
That one was a good one. They do everybody practically. And the thing that gets me is back then during like the 90s and everything when they started doing it, yeah, it was shocking. Personally to me, I don't care one way or another because that stuff doesn't bother me at all. But back then, yeah, it was shocking. It was like, oh, they did this. And, you know, it was very controversial back in those days. But now, yeah, in the new modern sense, when they do that stuff, it's not really that shocking anymore because it lost its shock value. When you keep on doing that stuff over and over, it really does lose its value. It's like, eh, okay, so they spoof on Scientology again. I've already seen it done before. Or, oh, they're commenting on bullying and racial slur names. They've done that so many times, you know?
They also did one for what is it? Peer pressure with Chin Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, now back then, yeah, that was pretty big, but now not so much because they've done it so many times. That's the point I'm getting across to here. I know recently, and speaking of bullying peer pressure, this is something else I kind of want to get your thoughts on. Recently, it's decided that they're going to pass a law that they're going to put a law on bullying, and they're going to start law-wise enforcing that.
Are they talking, like, cyberbullying or in-school bullying?
In-school bullying.
Okay. I think cyberbullying is actually worse, but
Yeah, but well, I'm same here.
They can't really do anything. They can't do shit about that. So.
Yeah, no, they can't. Personally, I think it's ridiculous because it's look, it's a part of growing up. I'm not saying I'm for it. I'm not saying yeah, I'm for bullying and all that stuff. It's not the point. You know, the point is that's an initiation of growing up. You know, that's what happens to people. It's happened to me.
It's human nature.
Yeah, it's happened to you. I'm sure it's happened to you a lot, Keith. It's happened to you a lot, Ben. It's happened
to a lot. You know what's happened to me.
It's what?
You know what's happened to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened to everybody. So, you know, and this stuff evens itself out. It works itself out one way or another. Sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes it only takes a couple minutes. Sometimes it takes a couple days, you know.
It took me 3 years, but I got over it.
You know, it takes time to, you know, work this kind of stuff out. I mean, it's got to basically result in working it out between the social societies, I think, you know, and the social life and between kids and everything. They are
also, you have to put some responsibility on the parents.
That too. But more or less, this kind of stuff has to be worked out
I'm not blaming the parents in any way.
It's got to mostly be worked out between the kids themselves. And I think that just because there's going to be a law coming out and they're going to try and enforce it, A, they'll make things worse, and B, it's going to be a laughed at law, and C, it'll be something ridiculous, you know?
It
like,
might become cooler.
What? Yeah, I just think it's fucking ridiculous, you know? First off, I think that the country has a lot more things to worry about financial-wise.
Yeah, have you heard that our T-bills might become useless? What? Or we might not be able to pay our T-bills back?
Yeah. Well, it's a fuckload of shittery, let me tell you, or a shitload of fuckery. Whatever one you want to take.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I think that the government has a lot more stuff financial-wise and war-wise to worry about than kids bullying each other. They got a lot more things to worry about.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, but that's how I personally feel about it. Ben, you want to...
Yeah, it won't make that big of a difference there. It might make it worse, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and speaking of, yes, we're getting back into politic-wise, this whole, what do you guys think about this whole thing over in Libya? You know, again, this is mostly a hotbed issue.
Probably sticking our nose into something we shouldn't.
Agreed. Ben?
But yeah, I think I don't even know how much we're doing in there anyway. Isn't it like they're forcing us to do something? Like NATO?
No, they have nothing to do with it. UN has nothing to do with it.
It's the thing that gets me, though, is now I can admit right here, right now, I, for one, do not like our current president. I won't say what my party is. I know what you guys out there who are listening might think, but I'll leave it up to the imagination. I'm a party, I'll tell you that much. But
I think he's a victim of bad time you know, wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that gets me, though, is, you know, it's like, we're not going to go to war with Libya. We're not going to put foot soldiers on the ground, blah, blah, blah. You know, and the president kept changing his mind. Now, I'm not going to slam the president right here on the show at all, because I'm going to leave that for Howard Stern and Don Imus and Glenn Beck and all those guys. That's not for this show to get into. But I will say, though, that, you know, I just think that saying, you know, we're not going to get into a war with Libya, but the fact that we're still over there and we're still bombing them, you know, it's like, oh,
this bomb costs $1 billion.
Yeah, they keep saying I remember when the president came out with this, he said it would take only a couple days. It's not going to last weeks or months. Well, it's been about
I don't believe that.
It's about 2 months, and the next step is going to be putting foot soldiers on the ground. So it's only a matter of time for this not war, as Shepard Smith would say, does not war to come to an end. And I think that we should definitely keep our noses out of this. I really and truly do. We don't need to be over in the Middle East.
I think that we should be focusing on our inner issues right now, personally.
Yeah, I mean, bring all our soldiers back here to protect our...
Now, that I actually disagree with.
Really?
You know what happened? You know how, Saddam Hussein got in power, right? We didn't pay that extra $2 billion to pay for the schools, so that pretty much the nation became whatever Saddam wanted.
Okay.
So, if we just pull them out immediately, we have a problem. The problem was we weren't actually pulling them out. We were pulling them out at the same rate as we were putting them in. And now we're starting to pull out.
Okay. I can see where you're coming from there. I definitely can see where you're coming from there. And... Well, and again, you know, we stuck our nose. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say we definitely got into a situation where I think that, you know, first going into Iraq, I was for it. You know, it's like, yeah, let's go in there and get this guy out. But as soon as they got the guy, they should have brought everybody back home. You know, because let me ask you both this. Do you agree that... How can I ask this? Do you agree that when we got Saddam, that we should have brought our soldiers out after that? Agree? Disagree? Your thoughts?
I believe we should have pulled them out slowly. If you've seen Charlie Wilson's War, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Ben?
Yeah, we just needed to get out of there. Like, however long, like, we didn't have any more business there for our soldiers.
Okay. Okay. Agreed.
Have you guys seen Charlie Wilson's War?
You know,
I think that's what it's called.
I have not seen it, but I've heard about it.
It's about the... Remember the communist revolution where you're fighting communism?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but in the end of the movie, they were saying, why don't we spent... I think it was like $60 billion over there. Can we spend $2 billion more? Or it was like a trillion. I don't remember. Or 600, whatever. Whatever the point is, let's spend the extra $2 billion to build schools for them. And they said no, and look what happened over there.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying they should pull slowly. I'm not saying I totally agree they should get out of there, but not just be like, okay, do whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can see where you're coming from there, and I do agree with that as well. Let's go to a little – let's come to our next break here. We'll be coming back into our last and final segment here on the season opener of the Midnight Dungeon podcast. Let's see. What shall I have from the Crypt of Tunes here for us to play? Ah, it's definitely a good one right here. This is Frantic by Metallica. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
My lifestyle determines my death style. My lifestyle determines my death style. Keep searching, keep on searching. This search goes on, this search goes on. Keep searching. Tick, 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 tick.
And we come back to the last part of the Midnight Dungeon podcast. I am Torturous Tommy Doom. And that was Suicide Messiah by Black Label Society. And I am once again joined by my panel of contributors here, Keith Mandel.
Hey, yo.
And Ben Havis.
Hey, guys.
This is the one that's been silent a little bit here during the show, but he's still pretty cool.
I've been busy fighting a bunch of hobos here.
Oh, man. How about zombie hobos? Have they come in yet?
Just a couple times.
You need to start, dude. You need to start bordering up your windows and your doors in here so the hobos can't get in.
No, but the funny thing is, one of them was trying to break through my window, and I live on the second floor.
Speaking of that monster that you made a little while ago, that thing ran rampant for a long, long time.
I know.
Damn, how's things going with that? Has it come back to you yet?
No, I think it's still out there. I think it's heading to your
house. Any idea where it is now?
I think it's by your house, actually, Tom.
Oh, thank God I have D&D tonight. I won't be here for it.
Yeah,
it's got waffles with him, too.
Oh,
oh God. That's part of the Waffle Mafia.
Oh, anyways, we're coming back here to the, what is it, to the Undead Discussion number one. Our first panel discussion here on the season opener of the Midnight Dungeon podcast. I'd like to talk about this another hotbed issue. PS3 and PSN. They went offline from April 21st to May 31st. Long, long ass time. What I read, basically what happened was early in March, PSN got hacked by this group called Anonymous. They had hacked Sony for, I guess, unfair treatment of a fellow hacker named GeoHots. They hacked PSN that day, and it was off for a couple hours. They got it back up and running. It was a DDoS attack, a denial, a distributing denial of service attack or something like that. And then 2 days after Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat came out in April, Sony got hacked again. And strangely enough, they didn't get it back up for a long, long time because of a data breach. And apparently it took all the PSN users' information, personal info, email address, credit card info. They took everything. Most people say it was Anonymous. Anonymous has been claiming that it wasn't them, but they can't take responsibility for it may have been a single member of Anonymous acting on his own. Sony basically didn't give us any information until about 7 days later. And all the Sony fanboys are pissed. What I have to report, let's go to the panel here and get your opinions on that. Gentlemen?
Well, you talked to me earlier about this. I think it's Sony fanboys are causing the problem by saying, you have to give us a time. We need you to give us something, you know? You can't force a hand like that when in such a big problem like this.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. Ben, what do you have to say about this?
Actually, I haven't been paying that much attention to it. I have an Xbox, so it hasn't really affected me at all.
Okay, but what do you think, what is your opinion, though, about the fact that Sony handled the situation all wrong? I mean, like, how do you feel about the situation?
Yeah, they didn't really handle it all that well. They should have just tried it. I don't know what took them so long anyway, to be honest with you.
It comes down to the fact they don't want to get sued for billions of dollars because they lost everybody's credit card information.
Yeah, and the thing that gets me is, you know, and to any Sony fanboy that might be listening out here, you guys suck, okay? This is how I feel about the entire thing, okay? I'm not upset that I couldn't play on PSN online. You know, I wasn't upset about that. I mean, I've got an Alienware laptop here, you know, that I'm recording off of. Clearly, Alienware blows PS3 and 360 and all those gaming systems out of the water. It's clearly that much superior, in my opinion. But I think that Sony handled it all wrong because they didn't come out with any information until about 7 days later. And then they kept on pussyfooting around when they would get it back up. They kept saying, you know, we'll have it up in about 2 to 3 days. And then 2 to 3 days passes. Oh, we'll have it up in about a week. Okay. Then that passes, and they keep on giving these time frame dates, and they keep on saying, you know, oh, it's going to be a such and such day, you know. The yeah. thing that they should have done, especially with the Sony fanboys, which they piss me off sometimes, is they kept, because the Sony fanboys kept asking, give us a time frame. You don't give us a time frame. We need a time frame. So when they do give them a time frame, that still pisses them off. They're like, well, that's 3 months away. I can't wait that long. Or that's 3 weeks away. I can't wait that long. Screw this. You shouldn't have given us a time frame if you couldn't keep up with this. I'm going to 360, you know? It's like, well, geez, first off, you're pissed off they don't give you a time frame. Then you are pissed off when they give you a time frame. Which is it? Pick one.
They really have to figure out what's more important, their credit card information or just playing games online for...
Yeah, I mean, first off, you know, you guys should... You Sony fanboys should be thankful that Sony is trying to get your info protected here. You know, I mean, yes, it's going to take... It's taking a long time for them to do that, but which would you rather have? Them getting up really quickly and then they get hacked again and then you lose your info again, possibly get more identity theft... Or would you rather they take their time, a long time for that matter, and make it extra secure so if somebody does try to hack into it, they can't get your info? You know, me personally,
I don't want my identity stolen. People's lives have been destroyed by that.
Yeah, so, you know, I would rather go with the second option.
I mean, you can. It's not like you can't play the game.
Yeah.
You just can't play it online.
Ooh. Yeah. You know, I mean, online play is not a big friggin' deal.
You know, there was a time when that didn't even exist, so...
Yeah. How do you think those guys got on for a while, you know? It all goes with it. Let's see, what other hotbed issues is there to talk about? I guess we could go into gaming news. Keith, you are the Pokemon Master here. What's been going on with there? What's been going on with that game lately with you?
Not much. There's a rumor of a new Pokemon game coming for the 3DS or the Wii.
Ooh.
I don't know which. I hope it's for the Wii because I'm not getting a 3DS.
You know.
Making a Wii 2 as well.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
It's just HD from what I hear.
Ooh, nice. No.
Maybe 1080. You know, the whole 1080 stuff. It's an HD Wii. And the only reason, I think the biggest reason for doing that is because I think Xbox 360 did something for it. They made it so it was easy to record through. And I think the Wii is making it so you can record HD.
Ooh, nice. That'd actually be pretty cool to do.
I don't have any problems, so I don't see why, but
Does the Wii have online play at all? I'm just curious. Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
It's not as, like, Xbox 360-ish where they have, like, PSU or... stuff like that. Phantasy Star Universe, for those people who don't know what that stands for. But they have, like, they have the PBR, they have a Brawl, they have all the stuff that will go online. Animal Crossing does it.
Now, before we get back into Pokemon and all that stuff, you know, I think that I'd actually want to... We talked about this before when I had you on the show for the first time. And... I actually want to go over it again for people who may not know. And I think, you know, it's a serious issue that needs to be brought to light. And I know that you definitely
have been going
through this for a while. First off, you have cystic fibrosis.
Yes, it's the number one genetic, I don't think killer, but I know it's the most common in the U.S.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it is for, again, for anybody who may not know? And can you also tell us about CFF and Team Keith? I know that passed a while ago, the Team Keith event, but can you tell us about it anyways?
Yeah, the Team Keith event was Sunday, May 15th, if I'm correct, yeah. I don't know the exact number we raised, but I know we raised at least 1,500 so far. I mean, that's the last number I remember. I don't remember the giant amount, which includes mail-ins and the people that donate at the walk itself. I just happen to be leader. Ben, you want to say something?
Hmm?
The thing flashed up. So pretty much it's a genetic disease. It's a recessive trait, but it's pretty common in Eastern Jewish people. The Eastern European Jews. That includes the ones that came to America. So, it pretty much it. Think of it like a constant pneumonia. I have a lighter version of it. There's harsher versions. My pancreas is working. That's another side effect. Your pancreas doesn't work. So there's a lot of issues with it. They haven't found a cure, but I mean that's just because it's genetic. Anything you guys want to add in?
Most of the time that I've known you, even throughout most of middle school, I'm trying to think here. Did you find out that you had it in the middle of sixth grade? Okay, it was in the middle of seventh grade. That's right. I was going to ask which grade it was, because I remember clearly when, you know, you found out you had it.
I found it out very late.
Yeah, you know, I remember when that happened. I remember clearly. It was during lunchtime, actually. I remember that.
I don't remember exactly. I found out at the hospital.
Can you go over, like, the websites you can find out about this information and everything?
Yes. It's CFF.org. It's not hard. And there should be a tab there. It's, say, CF Walk or CF Walkathon along those lines. My team is Team Keith, thus my name. That's really the only reason that's named that.
Makes sense.
And you can donate there. You can register as a walker. There's other walks as well. There's walks in, I think, every state. So I just happen to be the one here up here.
Ben, would you like to say something here? I mean, me and Keith usually are talking a lot here. You know, why don't you interject something in here?
I just wanted to ask Keith something. I saw you posted a link the other day about some cystic fibrosis treatment. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know much about it myself. A friend of mine, you know her as Tina. She put that on my wall, and I thought it was interesting. I shared it for my mother. And what it's about is some, I think it was like 16, 17-year-old. He's like a computer expert, and he used a computer to find some combination that worked. I believe it's some kind of cure or something like that. I don't remember exactly.
Hopefully that this thing you're talking about, hopefully it works. You know, I think
if it works, it has to go through the four stages, though.
Okay.
It has to go through the research. It has to go through the testing stages. Then it has to go past the FDA. Then it gets to us.
And who knows how long that could take? Usually that takes years.
There's already some that's taking decades. So, a decade so far. So.
Man, that's insane right there, man. Can you describe? You know, if you want to be graphic, you know, you can do so because this show's labeled explicit, so you can go all wild and crazy as much as you want. But can you describe what...
You'll see someone with Sia coughing a lot, depending on how well they feel at the time. Generally, in the winter, the CF patients don't do well.
And why is that?
In the winter, like, just cold.
Oh, okay.
But that's just a side effect of the cold. It's, you know what, I actually gag on my cough sometimes. That's because I have a high gag reflex, personally. It's not because of any sickness otherwise. But you'll see me coughing, spitting mucus out a lot. You know, I take enzymes when I eat. It's really annoying.
And again, for everybody out there, we do have the show labeled as explicit. So if you can't see that when you're downloading the show and you're hearing this, your fault.
Pretty much when I say I have to take pills to eat, I have to take six. They're called enzymes. Enzyme just a general term for something that it's one of your bodily functions. Mine doesn't work that well. I have to take like 6 to 7 pills just to eat, which is really, really annoying.
Now, the first time I had you here on the show, you talked about like a port or something that you had in your chest. Can you go over that?
I had a port. It's, you know, if you can imagine like the IV, Well, I had one that was put in me that was permanent, or not necessarily permanent, but supposed to stay in my body, and they used a needle to access it again. It got infected, so they actually had to remove it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it got infected.
Okay.
And they had to remove it, and I had surgery to get it removed.
What are you doing as a substitute for that?
I wasn't really using it anyway at the time.
Okay.
So they just took it out. They could have took one out, put one back in, but if they did that, they're running the risk of the infection just jumping right back in, so they had to wait anyway. But they didn't really put up the option of doing another one because I don't need IV antibiotics quite yet. It allows me to do them at home is what it does.
Now, for everybody out there, the website if you want to learn information about the website, it is cff.org, if I'm correct?
Yeah,
cff.org. Okay. And also, if it still goes on, I don't know if it still goes on after the event, but next time it comes back, donate to Team Keith for this.
We take donations year-wide. If it's after the walk, we just do it for the next walk. So it goes to one of the walks, no matter when you give it to us.
Okay, so please do so. Please donate to this. You know, actually, after the show, I'd actually like to talk to you something about possibly putting in a name or donating in the name of the vault or something for
I can get my mom. She'll be the expert on that.
Okay, because I think maybe here at the show, you know, we can do a little something to, you know, help out. You know, I think it would be definitely a good thing. So I'd like to talk.
When you donate, I'll tell you later.
Okay. Let's see. I really don't have anything else to go about here, unless, Ben, there's something, another weird thing that you'd like to go over.
No, I'm just currently fighting back some zombie hobos in my room.
speaking of zombies, there's something else I want to address to everybody out there. For the blog, we had the privilege of having Akinane Angela actually write the weekly zombie survival tips. Lately, you only had a dose of 2 tips for the blog. It's been a while since she's done that. Reason being is a zombie horde had actually broken out. The infection actually came while she was writing the tips. And something happened, and she got infected by the plague, or by this plague that happened. And it's a real hot mess over where she's at. So she left the tips somewhere. What I'm going to try and do is I'm going to try and have somebody, while she goes she's undergoing treatment and all that stuff for this plague, I'm going to try and find somebody to try and go over her notes and everything so we can bring back the tips. So in case everybody's wondering why the tips haven't been coming for such a long time, that's why.
Tip number 3, zombies can use them too.
Yeah, hey, there you go. We're already making tips here. What would you recommend for boarding up your house and trying to keep zombies back, you know, trying to make a secure area? What would you guys suggest for that?
That's vampires.
Oh, okay. What would you guys suggest for trying to keep back zombies by boarding up your house and trying to keep the area safe? What would you guys suggest for that?
Make sure they don't see you enter your house so that they don't follow you there.
Okay.
Or is that already there?
Ben?
You have, like, a secret passageway, like, maybe under your house in your basement or something so they don't catch you sneaking in.
Yeah, that's true, too. You know, one thing that might be actually interesting, I just thought of this. Take pancakes and just cover it up in garlic and throw it at them. Oh, wait. That's vampires. I'm getting this mixed up here.
Well, they are a type of zombie, technically.
That is true, too. If you have zombie vampires, take pancakes and cover them in garlic and throw it at them. That would work.
Throw waffles at them.
Waffles, too. Okay, we're gonna have the waffle mafia coming after us.
Breakfast food mafia.
Go after Keith. Go after him first, man.
Next thing we know, we're going to have a mafia war over breakfast food.
I'm sorry to everybody that's listening out here. We get up on the strangest shit sometimes. You know, one thing I actually want to talk over now, everybody out there, you're going to, again, to everybody, this...
Hey, what happened to that zombie with the waffles outside your window?
No, I kicked him out.
Did you steal the waffles?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, God. We're incurring the wrath of the breakfast food mafia right here, man. This is just... This is insane. I remember what I was going to say. What would you guys recommend for cereal? Like, what's your take on cereal for the breakfast food?
What do you mean by that? Like, is it good or do we want to get bought by their mafia?
Both.
I switch what I like, every month, so I'm probably a target of a lot of them.
Oh, man. Another thing I wanted to get into. Cheese. What kind of cheese do you guys like?
I'm good old American.
Okay. How about you, Ben?
I'm a big fan of feta cheese.
Ooh, okay. Now, myself, I like cheddar. I like cheddar. Do you like it regular?
I like sharp cheddar, do you?
Yeah, I like sharp. I like sharp cheddar.
I don't like it on sandwiches, though.
Nah, I don't know. It's okay, I guess. What do you guys think about pepper jack?
Yeah, it's good.
It's okay with me.
You know what kind of cheese is string cheese?
It's not cheddar. Is it American or Swiss?
It's not American. It could be Swiss.
String cheese is pretty epic myself. You know, I've gone on many. I even had a fan page myself dedicated to string cheese. No, really, I did. It got a lot of people. You just gotta admit, though, with the string cheese,
we should make a fan page for the Waffle Mafia.
We should. I love how with the string cheese, you can just peel it off and eat it. It's the greatest invention in the entire world, let me tell you. I've got a very important question to ask all of you. Why the fuck are we talking about cheese now?
That's kind of your fault.
Yes, it is. I have no idea why.
Why don't we talk about bacon? That's more important.
Yeah, well, we already covered bacon, man. We know bacon goes good with mayonnaise.
Sure.
Do you guys ever wonder how how can I explain it? How does cheese get, the holes in them? Like the Swiss cheese and everything? I never understood that.
I think that's them just cutting it. I don't know. It might be how it formed.
I still remember the episode of Fairly Odd Parents when Cosmo got... This is back when we were kids. When he got struck by by the carrots and he's like, hey, I'm Swiss cheese. So,
or like how there's mountains of cheese on the moon in Tom and Jerry.
Yes, yes.
And there's a Swiss cheese mountain. There's a Colby Jack mountain. There was a American. There's a cheddar mountain.
I'm still not getting why we're talking about cheese, but it's good. I got an idea. Here's something I gotta let all you know. You know what kind? You know how if there's a cheese that's really, really bad smelling, but yet
stinky cheese?
Yeah. You know how? Technically, you know how it can be good cheese if it's stinky cheese?
Actually, some cheeses are supposed to be stinky, so...
I know, but you know how... If it's got a funny-sounding name, you know generally where it comes from most of the time?
And it comes from where?
It comes from France. If it's got a funny-sounding name and it's stinky, it comes from France. Just a little fact right there. And...
Another question, right?
All of a sudden, I'm in the mood for a donut. I don't know about you guys.
We're talking about cheese. Where'd you get donuts?
I don't know. Hey, it's the friggin' Vaults of Midnight, man. We come up with the weirdest shit all the time.
That's because we're doing this at 2 a.m., right, guys?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, for the record, we're not doing this at 2 a.m. We're not that nuts.
Yeah, nah. Although I've sometimes recorded at 2 a.m. Won't lie.
Well, I have too, actually. Yeah, I have my own channel, so I do videos, and yes, I'm doing it at 2 a.m. When you have nothing better to do, you will record at 2 a.m.
Yeah, that is quite true. But like I said, I'm in the mood for a donut. I have no idea why.
I need to eat breakfast.
Yeah. Nah, you know, I...
Ben, you're creeping me out with that thumbs up.
Yeah, Ben, can you please put your thumbs up down? I mean, we get it, you know, you like the thumbs up, man. Ben, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, I thought we lost him there for a moment.
No, did that just me ruin the joke?
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go and take care of some zombies.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of... I think I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts now. This is really getting to be a problem. I need to have a donut.
Now I want Qdoba because Qdoba's next to Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey, better yet, guys. I got an idea. Let's meet up at the donut shop. You bring a ladder, bring some rope, and don't forget the string cheese.
And Ben, don't forget the time-space machine that lets you teleport.
I'll bring that.
Oh man, this is the part of the show when you're supposed to say, Tom, wait, why do we need that? Wait, come on. Oh, here it goes. Little Kenan and Kel reference right there. For all the
that was a good show.
Yeah, for all the youngsters out there who have no idea what we're talking about, this will be a valuable aid in discovering what it is we're talking about. It's called YouTube. Go and look up Kenan and Kel. And also...
Guys, breaking news.
What's that?
The Waffle Mafia just joined up with the Cheese Mafia in a war against us.
Oh, God. Anyways, everybody out there that's listening to the weird and freakiness that is the Midnight Dungeon Podcast, unfortunately, we are out of time. So, therefore, we're going to end things on a low or high note.
Let's do with the high note because we're probably going to get killed by the egg, waffle, every cereal, every breakfast food mafia out there.
That too. I mean, before we end this, you know, I just got to ask a question for you guys. You ever start wondering when it's time to stop living down here and start living up here? But then you got to start, but what about going over there?
Not too much.
How about you, Ben?
No, I'm with Keith on that one.
Yeah, I just gotta wonder when it's time to stop living down and start living up there. You know, it's just I wake up sometimes at night and start asking myself why.
I get that when I wake up from a weird dream that I have no idea where it came from.
Oh man. Anyways.
Some references. Oh my god.
Oh man. Anyways, like I said, we are out of time. I am Torturous Tommy Doom, alongside Keith Mandel and Ben Havis, from all of us here at the Midnight Dungeon Podcast. We thank you for listening. And to end things here with a little good advice, keep your windows and your doors boarded up during a zombie apocalypse. You never know who or what might be coming through your door.
It could even be your sister.
It could even be your sister as well. She could be a zombie. It could be your girlfriend, your mom, your dad, whoever. It could be a zombie. So
don't trust anybody.
Never trust anybody. And also, we have one... I know we keep saying we're going to go goodbye here, but we have one final word for everybody out there. And it's going to piss everybody off. Everybody knows it. We're going to say it anyway. So, everybody, you just lost the game.
Not me, but okay.
Not me either, Ben.
Yeah, you're free. I'm free. Ben isn't. Yeah.
Ben, you just lost the game.
Yeah.
You just like, okay. But yeah, everybody out there, you all just lost the game, so sorry. Anyways, this is Torturous Tommy Doom, ending things for the Midnight Dungeon Podcast. We'll see you later. Thank you for listening. And... goodbye from the graveyard. Goodbye.